The next case is 09-2284, Butler County Bar Association versus William Eric Minnemeyer. And the respondent, Mr. Minnemeyer, is present?
Yes, sir. Oh, ma'am, I'm sorry. Too many years in the military just pops out. Madam Chief Justice and Justices of the Ohio Supreme Court, again, as I expressed the last time I was before you, I am sincerely sorry for my inactions in the underlying case that have led to this matter. I have not denied that I failed to advise a client about the loss of insurance when I changed the way I was practicing and shifted to my own office. But since that time, I have insurance, and the client suffered no financial loss in this case. The second, I should have confirmed that the schedule when I didn't receive it, I should have confirmed that there wasn't or was not a schedule. I really cannot explain why I did not double check, but I did not, and that resulted in me missing a pretrial, which would have made this whole matter not have occurred. And then I should have acted faster to file a motion for dismissal. I waited about 2 months, and then my client by that time was so disillusioned with my abilities that she forbade me to file anything until the actual deadline when she could find no other attorney to file it for her. That motion for reconsideration was granted, and since I was last here, I understand that they have entered into a settlement with a defendant who made no defense to this case. Finally, I should have defended myself more vigorously instead of playing ostrich, which is the only way I can explain it. And it was made clear to me when I was before the commission that they would not hear anything related to these allegations, and so I didn't present any evidence regarding the allegations to the commission in the opportunity that I had before them. The court-appointed psychiatrist did find that my failure to defend myself was related to my post-traumatic stress syndrome and my traumatic brain injury, and also that it in part affected my conduct in the underlying case. What essentially happened in this case, and I have since, my health has recovered quite a bit. I'm much better than I was the last time I was here, in fact, and I'll get into that a little bit later. But the pro se defendant in this case essentially lied to the court in his pretrial statement and in a motion to dismiss, neither of which were served upon me. And the court believed, because I had not contradicted these statements, believed those, which was essentially a pack of lies, because the case was really a fraud case. It wasn't a case of whether the work was done properly or not. It was a matter of the man simply did not do any work at all other than demolish what was there. And the judge believed those statements, made her decision. That decision was used by the Bar Association as the basis for the allegations against me, and that was believed. And I, as I said, the four things that I know that I did and I have admitted to, but the other things that are in those allegations are not true. And I contradicted those in the affidavit that I filed with the trial court, which was used as the basis for overturning the decision that started the whole process. Now, as for my health, I had been treated for PTSD quite successfully when I was here last time, but I was still suffering the consequences of my traumatic brain injury. But since that time, I've been put on four different medications that have actually, I think, restored my health, the ability to sleep, and the ability to work to my prior injury condition.
Are you still treating with the VA for your traumatic brain injury?
Yes, ma'am. I am, on a regular basis.
What are they doing? What help are they giving you? What are they doing to deal, not necessarily with the PTSD, but with the TBI, with the traumatic brain injury?
Well, the TBI was a blow to the back of the head here, so I have speech therapy, which has been pretty much completed, but it's there for me whenever I want it. They also suggested that I go back to school, which I did, which helped me really kind of refocus my brain and get the connections going. I take four different types of medications now, and quite heavy doses of them, and including Botox injections in the top of my head, not in my face, but in the top of my head, which is quite painful, and in the back of my neck. So these things make the migraines go away, and I actually have a pill that I take in the evening that makes me sleepy so that I can get 8 hours of sleep. And then I go there at a minimum of every month, and more frequently if I need it.
And you indicated previously that you had taken steps to deal with your cognitive functions, your inability to deal with planning and things like that that come out of TBI? You said you've worked with your daughter at the time. Is that those things still in place?
That's still in place. But I find that with the treatment since the last time I was here, that my cognitive abilities are far greater. And in fact, one of the medications that they offered me that they said would definitely do me a lot of good was going to affect the cognitive side. So I said, no, thank you, I'm not going to take that. And I recently tried a case, which I was very proud of how it worked, and that's part of the basis why I'm saying that I think that I'm back to my old self, because that case went very, very well. I got compliments from the, it was a board, but I got compliments from the board about it, and the client was very happy, and the result was very good. Also, since the last time I was here, the VA has, in fact, declared me a disabled person. So, you know, that's just another fact that I throw out. Now,
working at the moment?
Am I working?
Are you working?
Yes, sir. But
in what capacity?
Well, I work privately for myself as an attorney. And as I mentioned to the court last time, I voluntarily or just by circumstance had really restricted what I do. And I think I only have two pending cases in a court anywhere in the state or federal system right now. And I've only got probably a dozen clients total. And that's on purpose, because I don't want to make sure I can handle this, so I'm going to stick my toe in the water and do it a little bit at a time and not jump right back in. Now, one of the suggestions that was made, which I agree with 100%, is supervision. Is go ahead and have somebody look over my shoulder and make sure I'm not doing anything wrong, because I do, in fact, take my responsibilities and the honor of being an attorney very seriously. If somebody, you know, who am I? I have been an attorney my entire adult life. This is who I am, and I really am dedicated to this profession, and I am sincerely sorry for the omissions in that particular case that at least were in part due to my medical condition. And otherwise, I think just I made mistakes, and the mistakes that I've listed here are mostly, you know, my responsibility, and I do take responsibility for them. But I'm asking the court to not impose any suspension, because at this point in time, I feel like I'm really on track, and if I got suspended now, I think that my current business would completely go away, and 6 months from now, as was recommended, I would have no practice at all.
So you're asking not that we impose a suspension, but that to the extent we impose a suspension, it all be stayed so that you can continue to practice?
Yes, sir. I'm asking essentially for mercy at this point. I realize that there were things that happened in that underlying case that shouldn't have.
You're not suggesting there should be no sanction. So
no, sir, I'm not.
You
because
don't
I think I deserve sanctions, at least an admonition from the court and supervision.
But you would not object to a 2-year suspension all stayed?
No, sir. I would have no problem with that whatsoever, because I assure you that if I cannot handle this, I will retire.
And what would be the appropriate conditions that go with such a state suspension if that were to be the decision of the court?
Number one, put the responsibility on me that I undertake no cases that I cannot handle. I have been told that taking on new types of things is very difficult for me, so I need to stick to the areas of my practice currently, which is domestic relations, general litigation, and labor law. And if I stick to that stuff, then I think that should be imposed. Supervision should be imposed, and of course, no misconduct on my part.
And do you, is there someone that is, you've identified that is agreeable with the Bar Association that could be supervising?
Terry Patterson is our bar counsel in Hamilton County. I do not practice in Butler County very often. I think I counted up, I've appeared there 5 times. I have very little to do with Butler County, which is part of the reason why I messed this up. But I've spoken to him, and there is a committee, and there are volunteers available that would undertake that responsibility. And it would be on me to make the final arrangements for that.
Do you currently carry legal malpractice insurance?
Yes, ma'am. I have carried malpractice insurance even since before all this happened. She got excluded because she had already filed the complaint with the Bar Association by the time I got it. I got the insurance in 2008. I was with the practice, and then I started on my own. And
is your office in Hamilton or Butler County?
Hamilton County. It always has been. I've never had an office in Butler County. I appeared there when I was a young man, when I was practicing in Dayton, Ohio, and I appeared there, in this case, practicing from Hamilton County, just because it's close by. The particular, this Ms. Davis actually resided in Hamilton County and was moving to Butler County. She contacted my then law office partner, Mr. Schweigert, under an insurance program. I provided some services with her trying to get this builder to do something with a renovator, do something with her house. And as soon as I got involved, he pulled out completely and left her high and dry, owing her $10,000, which he used the money to buy materials for the prior house. He had this Ponzi scheme set up where he was using other people's money to buy materials for the project he was doing before, and he basically took her money. Well, as I said, I'm asking for the court for mercy and for understanding that at least to a certain extent, these problems are the result of physical and mental issues, which I think are resolved or resolving.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mr. Manning.
Thank you, Your Honor. Chief Justice O'Connor, may it please the court, Mr. Minnemeyer. In May 2009, we did file a complaint with the Board of Commissioners against Mr. Minnemeyer. It alleged failure to notify a client about malpractice insurance, neglect of a legal matter, failure to communicate with a client, and engaging in dishonest conduct. Mr. Minnemeyer did not respond at all to that complaint, and we got
counsel, we're in the kind of a unique situation in that really the underlying facts are not challengeable at this point. We remanded strictly for a medical evaluation, correct?
Correct.
And this was one incident that you've brought a charge on?
Correct.
Not a whole pattern that you saw in Butler County, correct?
That's correct.
And there clearly seems to be a dispute as to the facts, but that's not before. So I want to go to the medical testimony. As you may or may not be aware, I do a lot of work on veterans' issues with PTSD and TBI. And I read this report from this physician, and this is one of the issues we have because of physicians who don't work with TBI. Mr. Minnemeyer was evaluated last year at the VA Medical Center and diagnosed as having some residual cognitive deficits attributable to traumatic brain injury. He has been engaged in treatment and rehab there to better define his cognitive deficits and maximize his strengths. And then you go through the entire rest of the report, and there is not another word about TBI or its effect on his cognitive abilities or its effects on his ability to function. And in fact, the diagnosis and opinion have no mention of TBI. And so my concern is, how can we possibly use this report to evaluate what we sent it back for, looking at his TBI and how it affected him, when this doctor clearly doesn't give it any weight or doesn't give it any import or doesn't give it any evaluation when it's a pretty major diagnosis?
I think that one of the concerns that the Bar Association has is that Mr. Minnemeyer is telling us that he was involved in a military accident, and I believe it was 2002, and ever since then he has had all of these various issues, post-traumatic stress syndrome, traumatic brain injury.
And are you disputing that?
No, I don't think so, but we're not disputing that.
Okay, because you have a doctor's report.
That tells us that. I think that the concern that we have as a bar association is he's had these various illnesses and problems for about 9 years, but there's times when he apparently can't deal with them, one arguably being the underlying case, which is not.
And did this doctor testify? Anyone ask this doctor any questions? Did the VA records, I mean, do you understand how TBI affects people permanently? Is there any understanding of that?
I don't have personally a very good understanding of that. What happened was, after this court remanded this case to the board for an inquiry about health, was the panel chair set up a telephone conference, which Mr. Minnemeyer missed, and so then it was set for hearing. When we got to the hearing, Mr. Minnemeyer came. He had some unauthenticated documents, which the panel didn't consider. They then ordered a health evaluation by Dr. Beach, and that's the evaluation that we have in front of us.
Which basically doesn't deal with the TBI at all.
No.
And that's why we sent it back.
Well, it was sent back for, I believe, an inquiry into what Mr. Minamar's health was.
Okay. Mr. Manning, looking at the situation here, with respect to the sanction, this is a single incident, and I understand the concern over the lack of cooperation with disciplinary or with the disciplinary process. But looking at a 2-year suspension with monitor, could you address whether that would protect the public in this particular case? When we are talking about a single incident here, unless there's something else that is not here in the record, I don't see where actual suspension may be necessary to protect the public.
I think that I would agree with that. I would tell the court that there have been, since this case has become public, some other clients that have telephoned Mr. Pagan and myself and expressed some concern. This case has gone on for a while, but as far as what's in the record, I think you're right, Justice Lanzinger, there's one neglect, and it sounds like Mr. Minamar has things under control, or at least that's what he is telling us, and that's what the medical report is telling us.
And if we were to have a if there were to be a monitor in place, and the 2-year suspended time was basically hanging over his head, if there was another mistake, there could be the 2 years of actual suspension imposed.
Right, and I think that would be acceptable to the committee.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Minamar, do you wish to readdress the court?
Only on two matters that are more factual than anything else. In fact, my TBI records and all of my VA records, madam, were in fact turned over to this doctor, and I too was surprised that he didn't really write very much about it, but he had everything that was available at the time. The other thing is that I suffered the injury while I was on active duty in the Indian Ocean. I continued to serve on active duty as part of the war with Iraq until 2004 when I retired. After that, I went to work for the state, and I worked for the state until 2005. And it wasn't until 2006, midway through 2006, that I started practicing law again. And this was one of the first cases that I handled when I first started practicing law again. And as soon as I discovered that I had this problem, that's when I started cutting back. So this was it's not like I was practicing for this entire period of time. I was not until this was, I think, in fact, one of my first 4 or 5 cases that I got when I started practicing again.
And Mr. Minamar, you know, the question about cooperation for the disciplinary process,
yes, ma'am,
was there in this case, and that is of concern to us.
Yes.
And if we are imposing a monitor, I mean, that would imply cooperation for the future. You have no problem in assuring us that that would not be a concern to you.
There's two reasons why I say that. One, this process has been a purgatory for me ever since it happened, and I have taken this very much to heart. I never want to experience this purgatory again. And the second thing is that the reasons why I stuck my head in the sand was because of the PTSD and the traumatic brain injury. In fact, the playing ostrich with problems was a big part of my PTSD treatment, which was cognitive therapy. So my therapist, my doctors are aware of the problems that I have. I talk with them about it all the time. Thank you.
Thank you. Take the matter under advisement, and you will be notified of our opinion.